reopen in the fall.
All schools can reopen. Again, we have the best infection situation in the country. If any state can do it, this state can do it.
That's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. The heat wave not only continues, we're getting actually a little hotter over the next two or three days. For today, with a high temperature in the mid to upper 90s, the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. Yeah, there'll be some isolated storms around, but again, the chances of seeing one are very small, about 20% at best. Then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Your odds of getting wet are not very good. There'll be some widely scattered storms around, but only a few lucky communities will get one. And then the rain chances do tend to get a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. State Representative Will Dismukes turned himself in yesterday afternoon, shortly after news broke of his arrest warrant. Dismukes is charged with theft of property, accused of stealing from a company he used to work for. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says the amount is well over $2,500, and the alleged theft happened between 2016 and 2018. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Wednesday. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. So far, there have been no arrests in the case. If you can help, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. 67-year-old David Philip Justice, the owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Outlet, is being charged with two counts of sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old. His total bond amount is $60,000. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8. And ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt, and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident, 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If we look to the answer, as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
91 degrees outside. Stock market is down 93 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Somebody told me I need to do a ringtone for you. They go, I don't know what it is about it, but when you say his name like that, it's like, they really like that. So I have to make a ringtone for
you.
It
works.
So whenever somebody calls you, goes, Joey Clark. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. I thought the morning show went all right. It nice change of pace because, as I mentioned at the end, I think you heard me, we got so focused on the Prattville mayor stuff that the national stuff's been going on. We haven't touched on it too much.
Yeah, we're going to get on that stuff today, big guy. Yeah, we did local, 2 day Sonic local. Whew.
It's and fun, though.
It is, yeah, boy. I tell you, it's rip-roaring over in Prattville, Alabama. It's amazing. We have a real big footprint in Elmore County, the show, both our shows do. And, man, my Facebook page was blowing up. And I don't go and comment back to people. So, if you send me a private message and it's okay, I'll message you back. But that race, the word contentious does not do it justice.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to turn out any different than I thought it would have 2 weeks ago. But there's some people really fired up about it. 272-9228, a couple of housekeeping issues here. Number one, CTE Outdoor Power is doing another drawing just in time for fall when you're going to have those leaves falling. And like I noticed already, and I don't know if it's the dryness, but I'm starting to have to move leaves around a lot. So I went and talked to Bruce, and we're going to give away another blower. And we're going to do the drawing at the end of the month. You need to go by CTE. He's got a little box. He's got my picture on it. So it's the box with the ugly, ugly guy on the outside of the box. Put your name in that, and then we're going to do a drawing at the end of the month for a blower. Now, Bruce and his open golden heart, you're either going to be able to get an electric one or the gas one. Electric one's $10 more, but you get the electric or gas one. I played around with the electric one. That thing is light as it can be. It's amazing how much power you got out of those little electric engines versus a gas engine. And so I'm impressed with that. And I didn't say I wanted my still to break because I don't think it can break. But I might have to see about getting an electric one and passing down my my other ones to a family member who will never use it.
Whether the electric or gas, my grandfather's yard I do, he has a gas-powered steel that's modular. So you can put edge clippers in there, a blower in there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's a fantastic piece of equipment.
I saw that. Yeah, you can do the trimming shears, yep. And you can do the thing to cut limbs.
Weed eater, all sorts of options that you can add on to it. And I love it. It always starts up. It's very powerful.
That is the thing, is that they always work. My Toro that I had, that I finally threw away. A guy said, are you using it? I said, hell no. I got the steel now. He goes, can I have it? I said, sure. Go ahead. It'll be a gift from me to you. And welcome to a headache full of miseries here. And then I have to brag on Montgomery Veterinary Associates, Daniel's dog, who is on his way to Mississippi to a wedding. Trying to find a tuxedo for a dog can be very difficult. Can be very, very difficult. But they're headed to a wedding in Oxford, the home of Ole Miss in Mississippi. My niece is getting married. And MVA, he called me and said, Dina looks so good. I said, they're great at MVA. I mean, they made Benji look good, made her look good. That groomer is very meticulous. So if you need a dog groom or a veterinarian needs it all, go by Montgomery Veterinary Associates. They have the East Branch, the Carter Hill Road Branch. They have a branch in Tennessee. They are great, great people. Dr. Charles, McLemore, Kate Armstrong, the whole gang there, they are spectacular. They care about your dog as much as you do because, to me, Benji's a family member. And they look at your pet as a family member. So they understand how much you love your pet, and they love your pet almost as much as you do. So MVA, thanks so much for taking care of the Morris household animals. Yeah, there's a lot going on. We have some spots we need to pick up that I've had over the last couple of days, I haven't been able to play. I actually have one email. I didn't want to send you number five because you always give me a hard time. But Ed Rollins, who was my boss in 1984, he was the campaign manager for the Reagan Bush 84 campaign. He's going to be talking about early voting. Listen to this.
Voting by mail emerging as a key issue in the run-up to the election. The Trump campaign now suing the state of Nevada for its plan to send a ballot to every registered voter in the state, saying it will undermine the electoral process. Ed Rollins was Ronald Reagan's campaign director in 1984, and he's a Fox News contributor. We really want you to help us kind of dig through the facts and the fiction when it comes to the mail-in voting debate that is happening right now. You can throw this up on the screen as far as mail-in voting. For a handful of states, a ballot is automatically mailed to every eligible voter. No request or application is necessary. Polling places may also be available to voters. Other states may permit the all-mail option for specific types of elections. But it is that ballot being automatically sent to every eligible voter in some of these states that the president is taking issue with. Case in point, Nevada. Are they right to bring this up and sue the state?
I don't think they'll win the battle, but they're right to bring it up for this simple reason. They changed the rules a few weeks ago to the election. The bottom line is there's 40 states now that have some kind of a absentee program without any excuse. I mean, you apply for an absentee and you get the ballot, you send it back. Several states now, starting with Oregon in 1964, mail out to every registered voter the ballot and you return the ballot back. The problem with that is you're going to have probably 160 million people this time. You had 57 million absentee ballots early voting last time. So the numbers could be astronomical considering the virus. Now, you don't want to exclude anybody who's eligible to vote, but you don't purge voter pools. And what you found sometimes is there's people move, they die, they're not there anymore, and the ballot still gets sent out. So there's a lot of ballots that are out there that are basically invalid. So the key thing here is you want to make sure that invalid ballots don't get counted. You want to make sure that everybody has an access to a ballot that's registered. And I think to a certain extent, the biggest problem here is just the numbers that are going to come out, especially when it's hard to get volunteers. The Trump campaign has been built on volunteers. Pascal spent 2 years and a lot of money to basically build an extraordinary volunteer program that may help them in the long term. But what normally happens is you check in a campaign, you go look and see who's taken an absentee ballot. If it's one of your voters, you call them up, make sure that they've turned it in or not. And so this time you kind of, these big states where California, New York, somewhere else that aren't necessarily Democrat, Republican states, mm-hmm. you don't as care as much. Mm-hmm. But it's just the chaos will be there. And you're probably not going to get results until a day or two, sometimes a week or two afterwards before you...
And we assume
it's a close election again.
I tell you what, Ed Rollins, as far as a technician and tactical person in a campaign, there's none better. And he ran the campaign brilliantly. I remember when I was first hired on, they brought everybody in and we did a briefing of why we were going to win and how we were going to win. And we basically said, don't go to a bar and start talking about this, but we're going to tell you so you will understand what the game strategy is. And I was doing campaign event operations, which is a big chunk of the campaign. There were 8 senior staff members, if I remember correctly, 8 department heads. And Dick Worthen's office was next to mine, president's poster, because where all we would go would be based on polling. But he understood ballot security better than anybody I've ever. I've worked ballot security for a lot of years, but he completely understood it in getting out the vote. Identify your vote. Get your vote out and secure the ballot. That was the end game on Election Day, how we were going to win. Let me go to a break. We'll get in more depth with this right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, and federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Don't forget, we're going to be doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing today at 2:30 to 2:45. What's in that gift basket? $6 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then, if you want to get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing, that is on Thursday. The winner was Jeff. Yes. Jeff, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. And any caller can get in, just need to say, I want in on the Mortgage Corporation South, $50 gift card from John Williams. Let's continue on with Ed Rollins talking about absentee and ballot security.
You've heard the president talk a lot about that. Now, when it comes to the differences between mail-in voting and absentee voting, you've heard a lot of Democrats say, well, they're essentially the same thing. But the president and Republicans saying there are very clear differences with what we're talking about here. Absentee voting, all states will mail an absentee ballot to certain voters who request one, is the big difference. In two-thirds of states, any qualified voter may vote absentee without offering an excuse. A third of the states, an excuse is required. Some states offer a permanent absentee ballot list, which is important to note. Ed, but talk about the state of Florida, because you had so many pointing out, well, the president said he's against mail-in voting, but then it's okay in Florida. So what's going on there?
Well, what's going on there? The president won Florida by 112,000 votes last time. It's always been a 0.5% or 1% victory for the gubernatorial, the Senate candidates. So it's close. You need every vote. You want to make sure there's no mixture. You don't want people to be getting ballots that aren't eligible anymore because they've either moved or voting somewhere else. And I think that's the key thing. What happened, I think, is the president made this statement out, and I think they found out that their campaign had worked very, very hard, both in Florida and nationally, to have an absentee ballot program to get people to vote by absentee. Then all of a sudden you created confusion. I think the key thing is there's not as much voter fraud as the president would like to believe. But what there is there's the potential for chaos. And when you've got 77,000 votes in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania decided the election last time, that any small percent here or there could have an impact on this. So you've got to watch this election very closely. You've got to make sure you monitor it. And my sense is a lot of lawyers are going to make a lot of money after this thing if one side doesn't win easily.
I'll tell you something. If I were Trump, I would hire Ed Rollins to head up my ballot security. He's that good. He is ferocious about it. And he knows, and actually made a prediction back in 84, that we're going to get to a point that some elections are going to be so tight that ballot security is going to be everything. And then we later see that in 2000 in Florida. And it's been written about a ton of how much was ballot security or the lack thereof part of the problem of what happened in Florida with Jeb Bush's role as governor and things like that. The ball was really dropped in that by the people who really know something about it. Okay, so everyone's going to weigh in on debates.
I want to ask you about the debate over the debates. The president now saying he wants a fourth debate, and he wants that fourth debate to be earlier than the first scheduled debate. He's tweeted this out. How can voters be sending in ballots starting in some cases 1 month before the first presidential debate? Move the first debate up. A debate to me is a public service. Joe Biden and I owe it to the American people. So talk about the history of the presidential debates. Historically, three of them in recent history set dates. But does he have a point about the early voting nature, particularly of this election, and needing that first presidential debate to get moved up so more voters can hear from both candidates before they cast their ballot?
I absolutely totally agree with him. The Commission on Debates could start in 1984. The League of Women Voters used to do it. I made the objection that the League of Women Voters, because it's very hard to get our people in the thing, and they pick the moderators and what have you. They created this presidential commission that was supposed to be the two-party chairman and several others deciding. It's worked well in some cases, but now it's now an entity that controls the element. The two campaigns should sit down with the networks and say, all right, we want to have a debate. We want to have a debate in this particular case, in studio, out of studio, what have you. The commission itself is now running the debates as opposed to the campaigns, and it really is the most important, one of the most important issues. So the president is absolutely right. We should have early debates. If people are going to vote early, and particularly in an environment like this, they need to see the two candidates head-to-head and make their judgment.
This whole debate thing, and the commission kind of came back and said, well, 0.79% of the people voted at the point of the first debate in 2016. Well, it's a lot different now, particularly with COVID-19, and the push is being done for absentee ballot and mass mailing. I went back and looked in Oregon, for example, or Nevada particularly, wasn't doing any of the stuff they're doing now 4 years ago. California's gotten much more aggressive mailing ballots to everybody, including, wait on it, 2 million people who are not on the voter rolls properly. There are 200,000 in Nevada, there are 2 million in California. You think that's ripe for shenanigans? Okay, Ed Rollins on the debates and the number of debates.
Ed, there's so much speculation going around over who wants to debate, if they will debate, will it be in person? Give us your thoughts. Do you see this happening? Go ahead.
It certainly hasn't happened in a long time. 76 was the last time someone didn't debate. But the reality here is debates are important, particularly now that you don't have real convention. This whole campaign has been turned upside down. You don't have conventions. You can't do the traditional campaigning. So the debates are kind of the last bastion of where you really get to make a judgment on the two candidates. And you want it sometime earlier in September so that people can see it before they vote again. You may have half the voters voting by absentee ballot or early voting. They won't see the debates. They won't get mail. They won't see television until late. So my sense is a debate early September, two in September would be what I would argue if I was running these campaigns. And I think the three are plenty, one foreign policy, one domestic policy, one everything, and then the vice presidential debate. But the campaigns themselves ought to make the determination what they want.
They really are, this debate thing is going to get more and more focus. I've noticed a new trend that's happened out here. I saw it on Morning Joe yesterday and today. Saw a little bit on CNN. Morning Joe opened up the show with verbal mistakes that Donald Trump has made, doing the gaffes of Donald Trump, calling it Thailand and things like that and different mistakes. Did the same thing this morning. CNN did it when I was flipping between the Braves and have to go by CNN to see the Braves. And they were doing the same thing. They didn't mention the gaffes that Joe Biden does. Of course not. But they are, what they're basically trying to set up is, well, Donald Trump makes mistakes too. And I bet they're working on ads right now to do that. And they're just going to do this flurry of mistakes that Donald Trump makes. Slurring words and all sorts of stuff. But they know that Joe Biden doesn't sound quite right. Now, forget the fact that Joe Biden may talk to somebody for 20 minutes and Donald Trump will do impromptu answers to questions with press for 20 minutes. No comparison at all. He is very scripted. Donald Trump is very off the cuff. Dan Moore Show going to be, Mortgage Corporation in the South. I looked down at my phone and saw 567-9000.
Yeah.
And I said, Mortgage Corporation in the South. And I answered. It was Ashley. Ashley almost has my loan complete. I had to sign off a couple of documents. I want to tell you something. The IRS slowed us down for about 10 days because I couldn't get in to get some documents that they needed. They're going to, less than 10 days, they're going to finish this thing in 2 weeks. It's been 3 weeks since we started. But 10 days of that was the IRS and inability to get into the IRS website. Mortgage Corporation South is spectacular. 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South. We're going to be back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phoenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat wave not only continues, we're getting actually a little hotter over the next two or three days. For today, with a high temperature in the mid to upper 90s, the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. Yeah, there'll be some isolated storms around, but again, the chances of seeing one are very small, about 20% at best. Then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Your odds of getting wet are not very good. There'll be some widely scattered storms around, but only a few lucky communities will get one. And then the rain chances do tend to get a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris. News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Can't wait forever. Even though you want me to. How many emails did you get?
Forever.
Could be four.
To know.
I'm listening to Peter Ducey.
Be true.
Number two.
Yep.
Well, let's fix that, big guy. With that alone. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, let's go to Ed O'Keefe talking about Biden. Of course, you know, they don't have to do equal time, but Biden on this black comment, listen in.
Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is apologizing for something he said about African Americans at a virtual conference for black and Hispanic journalists. Ed O'Keefe is covering campaign 2020. Ed, what did Biden say?
Comments came in an interview that lasted almost an hour. He was asked about immigration and how he would engage with Cuba. Here's some of what he had to say.
What you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona.
Late last night, Biden clarified the comment, tweeting, "In no way did I mean to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all."
So Ed O'Keefe is, they're doing this black thing and mess up. And I'm kind of surprised that they played as much of this about him making a mistake. But now they can't just concentrate on Joe Biden. They have to also talk about, well, Trump does bad things too here. Listen in.
President Trump had jumped all over the comments, calling them an insult to African Americans. And in a separate attack during his visit to Ohio, the president also took aim at Biden's faith.
Take away your guns, destroy your Second Amendment, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God, he's against guns, he's against energy, our kind of energy.
Biden, a devout Catholic, responded by calling the president's comments shameful and said his faith has been a bedrock foundation of his life. The former vice president's propensity for gaffes is one of the reasons why the president's been pushing for them to debate a fourth time in early September, around the time that many Americans can start voting early. But the Commission on Presidential Debates has rejected that request, saying they would only offer up a fourth debate if the president and Biden agree to do so. Biden and the president now are scheduled to debate at least three times, beginning in late September. Jerika, the debate over debates continues.
Now, if I were advising Trump, I would definitely have not said he's against God. Any reasonable person would have, that had any type of Christian background, would say, don't ever say that. That was the wrong thing to say. But this whole thing on African Americans and Joe Biden is interesting. We kind of glossed over yesterday, but one of our stories said that the largest ad buy that has ever been done was being done by the Biden campaign. The caveat on there was the largest ad buy for African American voters. So here, Joe Biden is doing the largest ad buy in history to talk to African-American voters. And you have to ask yourself, why? And here's the answer. They're not enthusiastic about this.
Right.
Interesting polling that came out, and it's too complex to try to explain or read to you guys, so I'll give you the narrative of it. What they did is they went through and they listed all of Joe Biden's potential VP picks. Interestingly enough, among African-American males, these are not whether African-American women or white women, they're not getting high numbers from African-American males. Kamala Harris in particular.
Right.
They don't like Kamala Harris.
Well, and that tracked with the primary, the Democrats' primary earlier last year, is that, you know, all the black candidates for the Democrats were not tracking very well.
And so it would, I mean, fascinating to me. Also, just in general, because what the question is, they're asking about the vice president, and do you think they're a good choice? Do you think they'd make a good president? And nobody really could say, I think they'll make a good president. The closest that came was Kamala Harris, but not among African-American, but among general Democrats. They did right. Democrats, independents, and Republicans. Republicans thought the whole list was terrible. But the thing that really stood out to me was the list among African-American men out there. Val Demings got kind of the highest number out there. Kamala Harris.
And it also gets worse for these folks as it trends younger African-American men as they get younger, too, right?
Yeah, well, it's just something about a man having a woman in charge is kind of like the Pete Buttigieg blowback with African-Americans. But the other interesting thing is the independents, and particularly the women independents, didn't think that this was a big whoopee-doo list. The only people who thought it was a big whoopee-doo list were Democrat women.
Right.
Democrat men, yes, but once you move into African-American men, it's sort of falling off bad. I think they've messed up here. I think they painted themselves in the corner, and they're going to end up with, uh-oh, we've done this, and we've got to stay with it, but we're going to have to manage the blowback from this thing. Because I just can't, we're going to get into Susan Rice in a little bit, but I just can't see the, did you get that Peter Ducey thing over?
I did, I believe, yes.
Is it down low?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. But I think they've messed up. I think they've really messed up. I think that they, in their, when you ask somebody about Joe Biden, that's one thing. And then it goes, Joe Biden, and I'm voting for Joe Biden because I don't like Trump. I'm voting against Trump by voting for Joe Biden. So that's not a very big vote of confidence. You add the female VP component to that, and you ask, do you think they'd make a good president? Which gets into your thought process, and you're getting no's among African-American men? That isn't good. You're getting no's in independent men? Even independent women are not, right, like, jumping up and down on this list. The only group that was kind of excited were African-American females, Democrats. And forget Republicans.
Well, and I think playing this identity politics game, especially when it's sort of the token thing, doesn't go far with people other than Democrats sort of, you know, soaked in that ideology. Independents, I mean, they might even listen to the identity politics arguments, but they're not going to make that their number one priority. It's like, yep, I'm going to decide based on the merits of the person.
So Peter Ducey is going to weigh in, and this was this morning, talking about the Biden comment on black diversity.
Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden facing backlash over remarks he made yesterday suggesting the Latino community is more diverse than the African-American community. He's now walking back those comments, tweeting, "In no way did I mean to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all." Peter Ducey is live in Wilmington, Delaware, near the house that Joe built. Peter, did Joe Biden actually apologize?
No, Mike, he never actually said the word sorry. He just said that he had some comments that he wanted to clarify. Here are those comments.
What you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community. with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Here's the clarification on Twitter from at Joe Biden. Throughout my career, I've witnessed the diversity of thought, background, and sentiment within the African-American community. It's this diversity that makes our workplaces, communities, and country a better place. The Trump campaign is trying to establish a pattern here, though, suggesting this comment Biden made about race fits in with his previous comment that African-Americans who might vote for Trump, quote, ain't black. So the Trump Rapid Response Director Andrew Clark writes, so Joe Biden has now twice had to publicly retract comments that suggested he thinks black voters are all the same. It's not clear how this might undermine the big ad buy that the Biden campaign made yesterday with a new commercial that is focusing on African-American voters. The largest investment by a presidential campaign ever in African-American media.
And you have to ask yourself, so why? Why are you doing the largest in history if this black vote? What it tells me is that they're not confident at all about this. And the numbers that I looked at, those tell me why. And I think he's messed up because he can't back off the woman thing now.
No, he's boxed in.
He's
boxed
in.
He made the promise.
And it just, among some line, rank and file African-American voters, I don't think that's going to go well at all. Peter Ducey now will be talking about Biden, the Bible comment, and the Veep steak.
Peter, during this COVID-19 pandemic, how is President Trump trying to host in-person events with his supporters?
They're trying to get creative, Mike. Yesterday, they popped up a lectern on the tarmac in Ohio where the president was for an official visit. They invited some supporters to the tarmac, and then they just started talking about Joe Biden.
He's going to do things that nobody ever would ever think even possible because he's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns. Destroy your Second Amendment. No religion, no anything. Hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God.
That part about Biden hurting God stuck out to the Biden campaign, which remains almost fully virtual. So they released a statement that says Donald Trump is the only president in our history to have tear gassed peaceful Americans and thrown a priest out of his church just so he could profane it and a Bible for his own cynical optics as he sought to tear our nation apart at a moment of crisis and pain. Biden today remains home in Delaware, and an announcement about his running mate could come at any time.
Speaking of that, Peter, are we to believe that there may be some Zoom calls trying to figure out exactly who his running mate, who the winner of the Veep stakes might be?
Oh, yeah. We have a pool camera, all the networks do, right outside his gate here in Wilmington, and there has not been much activity of people coming in for in-person meetings. And to that end, Kamala Harris, who many speculate could be right there as a top-tier finalist, was caught on Capitol Hill yesterday, and somebody asked her, how's the vetting process going? And she said, you probably know better than I do.
I saw the tape of that. She's walking out of the Senate, her Senate office, heading down to the Senate committee room, and she's asked that, and she turns around very abruptly and says, you probably know better than I do. Which means she's not getting the love that she thinks she needs. Papa B, hang on, buddy. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh man, piece! piece of junk?
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours, and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby.
272-9228.
Two young lovers with nothing better to do. Sit around the house, get high and
watch. Take the money and run?
Indeed.
Here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to
El Paso. Let's go to Papa B, Papa B, Papa B. How are you, my friend?
And then Joe.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Trying to stay in the air conditioner. Taking a couple of days off.
What?
Yes, Lord, after...
I want to tell you something. It is amazing, the house market right now.
Oh, my word. I mean,
with the interest rates where they are, I've had three clients that sold their house within 30 days, other two under 60 days. That's amazing.
Crazy, man. It's really crazy. Well, that's good, though.
Yeah, very good.
That's a good thing. You know, just start off by saying if there was one thing that really, you know, I wish I could change about Trump is that his mouth gets out in the front of his brain sometimes.
Yeah, he's thinking in a vacuum, and that's not a good way to do it.
Well, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't put thought behind, he's reactive, okay? And when he sees something that, you know, that he wants to say something about, sometimes he doesn't think his words very, very well, which I can't say that I don't do the same. You know, I'm pretty much that way too. But, you know, I think there is a belt of, you know, anti-Christian thinking that runs through the Democrat Party. And, you know, I could probably sit here and document it for you, you know, but I don't think it takes too much thought and brain power to understand that.
I agree with you on that, but as a fellow believer, for somebody to say that he's against God, that, yeah. You know, nobody's against God.
To say
that is, it kind of shows his lack of understanding of the dynamics of the spiritual world.
I think that, you know, maybe you have a point there, but I would say, you know, a more refined way of saying it would be, you know, he's, you know, allowing the radical extreme left to shape, you know, his ideas about, you know, freedom of religion. Yeah, when despots take over, if the Bible is just totally irrelevant, when despots take over, the first thing that they do is try to ban the Bible.
Yeah, eliminate religion.
Or, you know, and guns, okay? You know, I've seen more than one article here about, and I'm pulling it up here, that Democrats, you know, call the Bible hate speech and they want to change it and that kind of thing. So, you know, there are people in the Democrat Party that want to, you know, limit or change, you know, freedom of religion in those ways, including changing the words in the Bible. You know, so yeah, he's you know, he's got a point, but he's just not making it.
Yeah, he just didn't do it. He didn't do it with the understanding that a Christian does.
Well, yeah, I guess. I just say that he's saying something that, you know, that he's hearing and seeing and not saying it very well. But anyway, and I think that's the end of my thinking on that. But as far as the Democrat, you know, as far as Biden's pick for VP, I think he's got a real problem. And that is, he wants Susan Rice, but then Susan Rice is under, you know, some intense scrutiny, shall we say. You know, so does he pick? Susan Rice has an ulterior motive to be picked, I think. And that is that if she were picked, she could then say any kind of, you know, investigation would be a political bias.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to say.
So, you know, but at the same time, is there truth to it? And so, you know, he's probably got some people telling him, look, you can't really pick Susan Rice because she's gone out and people know that she's lied to the American people and she's under investigation now. What do you think about that?
No, if Susan Rice is picked, the only reason Susan Rice is picked, in my opinion, is the influence of the Team Obama over Biden, because they want someone who knows where all the dead bodies are, who can look you square in the eye and lie to you and tell you, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Kamala Harris might be, like, missed a little bit that she's not going ahead and being picked, but then Biden and Team Biden probably look at her ability to attract new voters, and they're like, she's not going to be able to really.
Well, even the African American voters rejected her.
Exactly.
I'm not sure what she brings to the table. And I want to tell you something, that look that she gave when she was coming out of that Senate office, and when she turned around, man, it hurt.
I know.
It hurt.
Like daggers coming out of her eyes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you might be done something there. They might have painted themselves into a corner. He never should have said he was going to choose
a
black woman or a woman. You know, he should have just been more, you know, ambiguous about it and, you know, trying to pick somebody that could actually help him. I don't know who that would be. But now he's got to just about, you know, go ahead and pick
a woman. Yeah, if he does not pick a woman, then that's bad enough. But if you're making the largest ad buy to African Americans and you don't pick an African American, then that's like pox on your house.
Well, and not only that, but there's enough African Americans out there that will just see it merely for what it is, pandering.
I think right now, I think Donald Trump is going to get the largest African American vote that we've seen in a long, long time.
Well, if that happens, it's, you know, c'est la vie for the Democrat Party, pretty much. I wonder how that's going to work down ballot, though.
Well, it's been proven that it doesn't work very well down ballot.
Yeah. Well, maybe maybe he will have a few coattails.
But now there's
election.
There's Kanye West now. He's on the ballot in two states. One of them is Colorado. The other one is Oklahoma. He's trying to get in the ballot of seven others, including Wisconsin and Ohio. Now,
is he really going to be able to pull more than 1%, though, Dan, honestly?
Well, Ohio isn't going to be that big of a problem. And Wisconsin has few and far between. And I think he could pull I think it would reduce the number by 10%. So, in other words, of the African Americans that vote, that he gets 10% of the African American vote. That would be a game changer.
I can't fathom. I mean, honestly,
now remember what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a percentage of a percentage. I'm not talking about of the vote. You're saying 1% of the vote. I'm saying he's going to get much higher than 1% of the African American vote.
I guess. So what is Senate looking like here? I mean, are we going to be...
I have to go to a top of the hour break. You're more than welcome to hang on. But when I come back, I can talk about it and be back. Top of the hour break right after this.